Westlock. Westlock County Councilors passed a motion at their April 9 meeting to approve a $12,000 budget for the 2024 TANSI Incentive Program, which provides a partial rebate to residents if they purchase herbicide to control the noxious weed. According to the Alberta Invasive Species Council, TANSI ragwort is an aggressive plant that quickly establishes itself in disturbed sites and also invades woodlands, decreasing biodiversity. Evidence shows that it can release toxins into the soil, harming nearby plants. Also, alkaloids within the plant can cause irreversible liver damage in livestock. To prevent the further spread of TANSI ragwort, Westlock County, and other municipalities, offer a program to rebate a portion of herbicide costs and provide rental spraying equipment to residents. Agriculture and Environmental Services Coordinator Kevin Trueblood said that according to county policy, council must annually review the budgeted amount available to distribute as herbicide rebates. The amount earmarked for the program this year is the same as in 2023, when residents claimed $11,900 in rebates. Councillors also passed a motion to bring an amended version of the TANSI Incentive Program policy to a future council meeting, which Trueblood said would allow for the budget to be approved through normal channels. This would avoid the redundancy of having to approve the same funds for the same program twice a year, he said, noting that the $12,000 budget had already been included in the county's 2024 operating budget. Appeal panels. Councillors also passed two motions to appoint the Municipal Planning Commission, MPC, as the Weed Control and Pest Control Appeal Panels. Trueblood indicated the Weed Control Act and the Agricultural Pests Act both require the establishment of an appeal panel so that grievances related to actions taken by the county's fieldmen have a place to be discussed and possibly overturned. It was agreed at the Agricultural Service Board, ASB, meeting on March 26 that this duty should fall to the MPC, which is in line with county policy. Kayberger at greatwest.ca